and putting things together with just what they call mountain ingenuity, where they take maybe a rail car and put it over the river area. And that's a way that they can get from one side to the other.
Trump is now flying to Southern California to tour the wildfire damage. Hamas has announced it will release more hostages tomorrow. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv with the details.
Hamas has released the names of four more Israeli hostages, which will be a huge relief, of course, to their families here in Israel after the past 15 months of captivity. They are all female soldiers, aged either 19 or 20.
In exchange, Israel will release another 200 Palestinian prisoners. President Trump's promise of mass deportations has begun with the arrests of more than 500 migrants.
Some of those arrests happened at a work site in Newark, New Jersey, where Mayor Ross Baraka was outraged.
None of these people were rapists or murderers or criminals.
Mayor Baraka says the agents did not have a warrant.
We believe that there were three people who they say were undocumented that they detained, but they also detained folks that were, in fact, citizens.
Amy Torres with the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice is upset, but not surprised.
We knew that it was going to happen. This is one of those bitter, I told you so moments.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance addressed anti-abortion protesters at today's March for Life rally in Washington, D.C.
And it is the task of our government to make it easier for young moms and dads to afford to have kids, to bring them into the world, and to welcome them as the blessings that we know they are here at the March for Life.
The Senate votes tonight on the nomination of Pete Hegseth for defense secretary. Republicans say they have the votes to confirm him. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes fell to a 30-year low last year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger explains why.
High prices combined with high mortgage rates combined with ever-increasing homeowner insurance policy rates makes buying a home right now very difficult.
Prices were up last year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid 30s. It will be a bit breezy though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
It's the Beach Boys and Wouldn't It Be Nice on WRJN. By the way, that song was featured in the movie 51st Dates, starring Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. In that film, Sandler falls in love with Drew Barrymore's character, but she has no short-term memory and forgets about him every morning. He realizes that some part of her knows of him because she sings this song, which she heard with him.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep in into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then, without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Dream believer and a home.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing,
buddy? Doing pretty well. I'm going to ask you a gender stereotype kind of question.
Oh, those are my favorite type.
Sure it is. Can you cook? See, we're men, right?
Yeah.
And if you go by gender stereotypes, it's traditionally the woman who does the cooking in the house, right?
It is, typically, but all we're doing is, in some respects, we're just following recipes, right? That's following directions.
Yeah. So, can you cook?
Yeah, I can cook a little bit. Yeah.
Do you put the meals on the table in the Stuart J. Waddles household?
Not regularly, no. But if called upon, yeah. Yes, that's a duty. I when I was growing up, I did that like for the family.
So, oh, really?
First home from school, so turn the pot on and get the spaghetti sauce going.
Okay.
Maybe some things, but not so much recently.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I can, like you said, spaghetti, I can do that. You know what I've been doing lately is whole chickens in the air fryer.
That was going to be my question. Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's a game changer.
Yeah, it is. For us guys, yeah.
Well, the French fry, Kurt, you can never perfect the French. The at-home French fry has been an elusive get for the average consumer. And with that air fryer, it's an even playing field.
You know what I want to
so get out of there.
You know what I want to try in the air fryer sometime. I want to try bacon.
Oh, you've never done it?
I've never done bacon in the air fryer.
Get out of here!
No, I haven't.
That was one of the first things. It's a little messier than typical air fryer fare, but it's worth it. Bacon in there. What I'm going to recommend is when you get the when you get pizza and you got leftovers, toss the pizza in there to warm it up. It tastes almost sometimes even better than fresh out of the oven.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
There's
of course,
Stuart
the hash
J. Waddles
in the morning. I could keep. Maybe we need a podcast, air fryer talk.
Well,
available at WRJN.com.
The chicken is about the only thing I ever do.
Well, we can get a few episodes out of that.
Okay, there you go.
Get some advertisers.
All right, Stuart J. Waddles. He's making me hungry on WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house, too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It has been a tough week weather-wise, but if we can get through tonight, the rest of the weekend looks great. Tonight, maybe a little bit of snow, mostly cloudy, a low of 15. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and 35. Sunday, up to 28.
Too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby. miss my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. There are two units that are unlivable, however, the entire place is without power. The Journey Disaster Relief Team is providing support to people impacted. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. That hospital recently lost its trauma center designation and dealt with cutbacks. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. They're looking for someone to call balls and strikes. Literally. The city of Racine is recruiting softball umpires for its adult league, with applications being accepted for the 2025 summer season. Prospective officials must complete a three-part clinic in March and must be responsible for doing games May through August. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, now a song that was written by songwriters Scott English and Larry Weiss. They later wrote Rhinestone Cowboy, but they wrote this one too from 1968. It's American Breed. Bend Me, Shape Me on WRJN.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together. The suspicious mind,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious mind.
So if a friend I know stop by to say hello,
timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Mustang Sally. You better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now, Mustang Sally, now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh,
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And we are your home for UW Badger men's basketball all season long. We've got another one for you this Sunday. Noon is the tip-off as number 18 Wisconsin plays host to Nebraska. Wisconsin having a pretty good year. What, 15-4, I think, so far on the year? You can hear Matt LePay's call this Sunday at noon on WRJN. And by the way, if you want to get tickets to see the UW Badger men's basketball team, listen up.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go. I went away just when you.
Open up your eyes, then you realize here I stand with my endless
listeners, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm not it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Midnight moonlight. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump met with Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina today.
Unfortunately, our government failed you, but it wasn't the Trump government. It was a government run by Biden.
CBS's Weijia Jiang says FEMA's days may be numbered under Trump.
He says he wants to dismantle FEMA and could do that altogether. He says that it is a disaster and that it is too bureaucratic because there's, you know, too much red tape that states have to go through.
Trump will soon land in Southern California to tour the wildfire damage. With rain in the forecast this weekend there, fire officials are warning of possible landslides.
The best bet is not to be in that home when it rains. The most conservative thing to do is to not be in that home when it rains, if we have not come and seen you yet.
In a few hours, the Senate will vote on whether to confirm Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. CBS's Torian Small says two Republicans have said they will vote no, and former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may join them.
If those three decide to vote no, then Vice President J.D. Vance could step in as the president of the Senate to cast that tie-breaking vote there for that simple majority needed to push him across the finish line.
Hamas says it will release more Israeli hostages tomorrow. CBS's Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
The four female hostages slated to be released are all young Israeli soldiers kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th. Under the deal, Israel will free 200 Palestinian prisoners. Another 26 hostages are due to be released during the six-week ceasefire, along with 1,900 Palestinian prisoners.
ICE agents have arrested and deported hundreds of migrants as part of President Trump's immigration